Meditation 4.3. Meditation on impermanence. Everything in the physical world is impermanent, changing all the time. Some changes are obvious: people grow up, get old and die, buildings and bridges wear out and fall apart, paint cracks and peels, cars break down. The environment goes through complete transformation from season to season. The source of this external transformation can be traced to the cellular and molecular composition of matter. At this invisible level, minute particles are constantly coming into or going out of existence, gathering and dispersing, expanding and contracting, always in motion, always fluctuating. Our conscious world is also changing constantly. Sometimes we are happy, sometimes depressed, sometimes we feel full of love, other times full of anger. Memories of conversations and events, thoughts of the future, ideas about this and that fill our minds one after the other. A few moments of looking inward will show us how quickly the mind is changing. It's like a railway station at rush hour. Streams of thoughts, feelings, and perceptions flash by, in every direction, without ceasing. This constant change is the reality of things, but we find it very difficult to accept. Intellectually, it is not a problem, but real acceptance of impermanence rarely, if ever, enters our everyday behavior and experience. Instinctively, we cling to people and things as if they were permanent and unchanging. We don't want the nice person or the beautiful object to change, and firmly believe that the irritating person will never be different. When we are depressed or dissatisfied, we think we will be that way forever. We cling especially strongly to our view of our own personality: I am a depressed person, I am an angry person, I am not very intelligent. We might indeed be this or that, but it is not the whole picture, nor will it always be like that. It will change. By not recognizing impermanence, we meet with frustration, irritation, grief, loneliness, and countless other problems. We can avoid experiencing them by becoming familiar with the transitory nature of things, recognizing that they are in a constant state of flux. Gradually, we learn to expect and accept change as the nature of life. We will understand that change simply happens and that we can bring it about. We have the power to change what we are, to develop and transform our minds and lives.